Blog Talk Radio.
Party in a barn with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Wow. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Everybody knows what time it is. It's time to go hog wild. Right here, Chris Chadwick in the house tonight for another episode of Let's Talk Smoke. We are ready to let the smoke roll and get it on. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, listening in. As always, we have a great big show every night, every week, every night of the week. Right here on BBQSuperstars.com, Blog Talk Radio. It is on. It is on, and that's what I'm talking about. Barbecue is what we're talking about. It's not a, it's not just a sport. It's not just a hobby. It is a way of life. It is a lifestyle. I tell you what, when you set up these episodes for Blog Talk Radio, you know, you can target some words, keywords, and I always target lifestyles, people, and sports, because barbecue, barbecue competition, bottom line, is a lifestyle. There's a world of fantastic people involved. And that's just how I feel about it, and that's the way we roll right here. Right here on the Chris Chadwick Show, we're going to talk everything barbecue, anything barbecue. This show focuses on you, your barbecue team, your products, your flavor profiles. We love to put you in the driver's seat center stage, spotlight. Let's get it on. Let's talk some barbecue. Call in 347-202-0263. That is the same barbecue number every night of the week. Don't be shy. Pick up that phone. Dial that number, 347-202-0263. Call in and talk to me. Would love to talk to you. Love to hear what's going on in your barbecue world today, this weekend, next weekend. It's on, boys and girls. It's time to get back into competition mode. We're kicking the tires, we're lighting the fires, and we're letting that smoke roll. That's what I'm talking about. I want to give a big shout-out to all my sponsors. Guys, I tell you what, I always love to give a shout-out to all my sponsors. I appreciate each and every one of them, regardless whether it is paper goods, sauces, rubs, pits. It does not matter. Anybody that helps you in your passion, in your drive to go support barbecue, they help you in any way. That is a sponsor. Whether it's your wife, your boss, your children, whoever helps you is a sponsor. And, you know, this right now, this is the time we want to give everybody a shout-out and say thank you to all our sponsors. And with that being said, I've got to give a big shout-out to Barbecue Superstars. I've got to give a big shout-out to Green Mountain Grills. I've got to give a big shout-out to Frontier Charcoal. I've got to give a big shout-out to Daigle's Barbecue Sauce. I've got to give a big shout-out to Best One Tire in Jackson, Tennessee. If you have got a flat, if you have had a blowout, invite them to your next blowout. Give Best One Tire in Jackson a call. They will definitely fix you up on a new set of tires, any kind of repair, any kind of thing you need, they'll hook you up and help you out. Also, got to give a big shout-out to Sweet Smoke Q, TexanBarbecue.com. I tell you what, I've got some fantastic people backing me. Grill Greats, Mr. Brad Barrett, Meat Rakes, MeatRake.com. I'm telling you guys, the list goes on and on and on. Got to give a shout-out to Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. Bill Arnold, great guy. I love you, Bill. Just got to give a shout-out to Bill. Give a shout-out to Dan Yildel, Chops Power Injectors. Give Dan a big shout-out. He's got a fantastic product, and he is just working hard, just the old-fashioned way, building a good, solid product. It works. It's affordable. You can use it. You'll continue to use it. It's not going to wear out. Give him a call, Chops Power Injectors. Give Dan a holler, and he will fix you up, no doubt about it. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Give Maverick Housewares, that's maverickhousewares.com. Give Maverick a big shout-out. Guys, I tell you what, it just keeps on and on and on. I cannot, will not forget about my brother in Texas, Junior Urias, Junior's Rub for Grub. Give Junior a shout-out. Give him a call if you need some fantastic rub. He has got it. It just, like I say, guys, it just you got to be thankful for every sponsor you have. I got to give a big old shout-out to Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser. I'm really appreciative of their support and their sponsorship this year also. So, you know, from Frontier Charcoal to Green Mountain Grills to Mean Green Cleaner Degreaser to Country Boy Wood Pellets, what a fantastic wood pellet product they have. I burn the hickory wood pellets, very minimum ash residue. I'm telling you, it's a clean burn, a great smoke, fantastic pellets. It just keeps going on and on and on. I've just got to say thank you to all my sponsors. Mad Cow Cutlery right there out of Texas. Man, if you want a fantastic, affordable set of knives, look up madcowcutlery.com. They will fix you up. I have Jero knives, and I'm telling you, they have made, I just didn't think a knife would be that sharp and make it that much easier, but it is. I wasn't aware my knives were that dull until I got the new Jero knife. MadCowCutlery.com, check them out. I guarantee you're going to like that product. Mitch and Chadwick, promo code for Green Mountain Grills. If you're purchasing a Green Mountain Grill, you will get a Green Mountain Grill cover free just by mentioning my name. Daigle's Barbecue Sauce, if you order a $30 purchase or more, mention my name, you will get a 15% off of that. So, guys, just every little bit helps. So, let's keep supporting all our barbecue brothers and sisters. Let's just keep making it a better place, you know. If we don't make it a better place, it's not going to be a better place. So make it a better place. Support your barbecue brothers and sisters. And that's how I roll, and that's what it is, and that's what it is right here on the Chris Chadwick Show. We love each and every one of you. We want to keep rocking it out right now. We want to invite you to call in. Let me go back to my studio board. I am on vacation, but I am talking barbecue tonight. We're not going to have a full show. Unfortunately, I've got a lot of things going on. I am sun in the sun. I'm sunburnt. I'm having a big old time, and I had to take a break. I had to get online, get the studio board up. Let's talk a little barbecue. I would love to talk to you. 347-202-0263. That is the number to call. Call in. Talk to me. Let's get it on. Chat room is up and running. I did not do any promos for the show today, but that does not matter. I want to hear from you. Call in. Let's get something going on. I'd love to talk to you right now. I tell you what, we've got some big competitions coming up all over the country. I know this weekend, coming up this coming weekend, Dyersburg, Tennessee. They will be letting the smoke roll there at Dyersburg. I'm a Tennessee boy, so I got to support all my Tennessee cooks. I support all the cooks. If I know about them, I'll talk about them. It's what it takes. It takes you, me, and everybody else to make this good, to make it happen. So let's see if we can get some callers in queue here. We're going to refresh this board and see what's going on. I don't have a lot of time, so I wanted to get this on. Let's get it on. Let's talk. Let's get something happening here. I'll tell you what, it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. We just did a big, big cook last week. I've got to talk about it some because it was a phenomenal cook. It was a lot of work. A lot of hours to get it all prepped and get it all ready. But, man, I'm telling you what, it come down, it hit hard. Hogg County did a special event for the university here in McKenzie, which is Bethel University. We had Bassmasters. We had teams representing 25-plus states here from the nation, bass fishermen, their parents. Had ESPN2 here also. We had 500-plus people that we were going to feed. And not being a professional caterer and not knowing the exact numbers, I wanted to make darn sure that I had plenty of food to feed everybody. I wanted them to be full. It wasn't a buffet, but they were going to get what they wanted, and they were going to make darn sure they were full. So I cooked up 30 butts, and I injected them all with my Chomps power injector. It wasn't a problem. It worked wonderful. I pan cooked all these in my huge pit. I had all 30 butts on at one time. I was letting the smoke roll with Frontier charcoal. I used two 20-pound bags in my big pit, which is not efficient. I don't brag on it being efficient, but I was tickled to death by cooking all that meat with two bags of charcoal. That is efficient for me. And let me tell you, we put the smoke to them. We put the color in it. We rubbed them down. We used a combination of some fine rubs. I just made a big universal rub for all those butts. Even though I have all these sponsors, I never abuse my sponsors. I don't use a product other from competitions. I always promote the products, and I don't abuse any of my sponsors. I'm thankful to have all my sponsors, so I just mixed a big old Hogg County rub up for this. rubbed each and every one of those butts, injected each and every one of those butts, and had them and cooked them slow on a pit about 225. I like to cook a little hotter than most, but it's hard when you've got 330, 340, 50 pounds of meat on one pit. It's hard to bring that temp up much higher than that. So we cooked them low and slow, put a beautiful color in them, a beautiful color. I'm telling you, that pork was phenomenal. It was spot on. Did not have one person complain at this event. Now, here's the deal. They called me earlier that day and said, hey, we didn't think of this. What if we have someone that don't like pork? Well, me being from Tennessee, me being a barbecue man like I am, I just can't fathom somebody not liking pork. I can't imagine a non-meat eater. Because if you don't have meat at a meal, you're missing out. Well, I told them, I said, well, if they're a non-meat eater, they can have baked beans, and they can have slaw, and they can have a bun. They can have a baked bean burger. But I'm going to tell you what, and she says, well, I said, here's the bottom line. We're going to convert them that night. If they're not a pork eater, they will be before they leave. So we went on and rolled with it like that and did not have one person say the first thing. Up all that, we made up all that slaw, fresh, cut, chopped, processed, every bit of the slaw. It was all homemade fresh. Also, the baked beans were all made from scratch. And we rolled with it like that. And I'm telling you, we fed 500 plus in a matter. We had three lines going. We fed them within 30 minutes of them hitting the door, coming in. They were sat down eating within 30 minutes. And, I mean, the smoke was rolling. We were putting the food out. I'm telling you, we made sure everybody had enough. We didn't want to run out. And it was good. And bottom line, we rocked it out. It was a big positive event. And that's how we rolled with it. Call in the number 347-202-0263. I love this to be an open mic, but I know on Wednesday nights, it's hard for people to sit down and talk barbecue. It's hard for me a lot of Wednesday nights to get sat down, fired up, and talk barbecue. So I completely understand. I love each and every one of you. I wish you would call in. Guys, I don't personally invite you simply because I don't know who to invite and who to ask. You know, I've got so many friends. The invite is always open, and it is always to you personally. I invite all of you to call in and make something happen. So as we're letting the smoke roll, we've got this and that going. We fed it all out. Everything worked well, worked great, and we just had a fantastic event. Then I had a wedding to do. Keep in mind, I don't do a lot of this, but I had a wedding to do. Rocked it out. Friday night, packed up, and we're on our way. We're in Florida right now, about to let the smoke roll here in Florida. We've got a big competition coming up. We'll talk about it. The Henry County, the Paris, Tennessee Henry County event coming up August. First weekend of August. We're going to rock it out. Can't wait for that. Then we'll be going down to Texas the second weekend of August to the Breast Fest. Can't wait for that. I'm looking forward to that. Then we're going to go from there back here to McKenzie. And kick it off with our Southern Fried Food Sweet Tea Festival. That's going to be August 15th and 16th. We've got Milo's Sweet Tea as an official sponsor and also Lodge Cast Iron Cookware. So, guys, I tell you what. we've got a lot of things going on. Then we've got a cook-off, if I'm not mistaken, the next weekend. So it's just going to be wide open from here on out for a few months, and I can't wait to let the smoke roll, represent the products, keep them going. I'm just going to keep rocking it out and doing my thing and having a good time. You know, I'm just that's just how we roll. It's how we go. And I tell you right now, in summertime, the beach is pretty out there. I'm ready to go hit it. And if I don't get some calls here shortly, I'm going to go hit it. Also, you know, there's a lot of good things going on. There's a lot of events going on everywhere. I wish there was an event here in Florida, but, you know, I just don't see many joints around this area. Between the Panama and Destin area as far as barbecue. I would really love to eat some good seafood this week. I've attempted a couple times, and it's been a bomb both times. Let me tell you, we ate at this one place. We ordered fried calamari, and they brought it out, and it was cold as a ledge. The waiter, I said, I'm not complaining. I'm going to send this back. Just fix it up. Let's say, you know, I know you're busy and you're trying your best. So just take this back and fix this up. So he comes back out in a few minutes, and he brings us more calamari. That's what I thought was more calamari. And he says, I refried that for you. There you go. And he was just as happy as he could be and thought he had really done something. And I thought, really? And the table next to us had just sat down and seen that. They got up and left. What do we do, guys? I just take it for granted. Good food, right, real deal service. And it's be what it's supposed to be. We got my PWCS invitation in the mail. We've got a big Barbecue Superstar World Championship going on. It's going to be in October. Can't wait for that. I'm looking forward to that. We just lost everything on our boards. Bear with us, and let's see if we can get it back up. We're in the studio room. Studio board just went down. Looked like I had some callers in queue. Just bear with me here. Let's see if we can get this back up. I don't know if the internet dropped or what, but we're going to roll with it just a little while longer. And just invite you to call in. If I don't get any calls, I'm going to talk about some products real quick, talk about a few things I'm working on. Rubs, we're going to introduce some rubs, hopefully, sooner than later to the market. Sauce, you know, I've just really put that on the backboard recently. Well, just this whole year, it's just been on the backboard. It's been just been pushed to the side. I've got a sauce that I personally make, and I love, and a lot of people love it, and I'm just ready to try to get it out. But we're just going to take our time with it. Everybody knows it does sauce, knows what it takes. And I'm, like I say, I'm still a newbie, but I'm going to have my sauce out. Got some other sponsors lined up, working on some other sponsors, maybe possibly some pit sponsors. Tell you guys, it's always in the works. We work it every day. We just kind of keep keeping it going. It's just what I know. How I know to do, you know, you just got to keep it going and keep working it out. Give me just a second. See if I can get this studio board back up. And bear with me right now, and we're just running it out like it ought to be. We're trying to get back on and get our board back up live. Our show is featured tonight live. Let the Smoke Roll with Chris Chadwick. An hour and 30 minutes remaining, but we're going to cut her short tonight. So, guys, y'all call in if you have time. Would love to talk to you. I tell you what, I'm just going to change this format up a little bit because I've always had callers, and I know how busy people are. I've always had callers in queue. I've always had callers lined up. And it's hard to keep everybody going, keep them motivated, talking barbecue every night of the week. And I tell you what, we're just going to keep running it out. The studio board is back up. We're popping it back on one more time. We're going to open this chat room back up one more time. The number to call is 347-202-0263. Would love to hear from you. I'd love to talk to you. Call in. Don't be shy. Let's talk a little Q. Anything about you you'd like to spread the word about? Pits, I tell you what, we're working and we talk pits sometimes. There's so many different kinds and styles of pits. And and they all cook differently. They all take a different style, to cook on them, whether it might be a vertical gravity-fed vertical cooker, a reverse flow, an offset stick burner, old-fashioned, which that's really one of my favorites. I do love a pellet cooker. They are game changers. And I know some boys that just went away from the stick burners and went strictly to pellet cookers, and that's fine if you want to do that. I love my Green Mountain Grill. Wouldn't give it up for anything. Going to do another one. But I still like that old stick burner. And I love burning that Frontier charcoal in it. That Frontier lump charcoal just puts a pretty color. I always had a little trouble putting too much smoke in my meat and darkening it up when I burnt straight hickory. When I went to that Frontier charcoal, man, that just changed the game up even that much more. And it's made it easier. And the key about cooking competitions is not hauling more, not taking more, but making it easier and cutting it down. And that's what we've been doing. All right, let's see what we've got here. 347-202-0263. The number to call tonight. We want to talk a little Henry County, Paris, Tennessee cook. I've got a lot of TBA members, Tennessee Barbecue Association. That is a fantastic, fantastic thing. And I've got to thank Daryl Mass for getting it all me motivated to come up with that idea to start do something like that. And, you know, we've just been running it hard and working it and got some great people involved in it, you know, and it just continues to grow, and we're going to continue to work it. We hadn't worked it as much lately simply because, you know, between life, work, home, then barbecue, then the passion of trying to keep an association, trying to keep a new association growing and actually established, it's a lot of work. I mean, my pit is full, and not to mention talking barbecue, working on sponsors, doing things for my sponsors, helping people. I'm telling you, it's a mouthful. It's a pitful. So what we've got to do is just keep working it, keep doing it, and keep being positive and keep making things happen, and that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do, and that's what we're going to continue to do. I'm going to take a quick break here and play something that I feel like tonight.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad as a bone, bad as a bone, woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad, bad, bad to the bone.
Again, I like it old Bad to the Bone, George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Number to call, 347-202-0263, guys. Call in, I'm broadcasting live tonight. Let's talk a little barbecue and see what's going on in your neck of the woods. Let's see if we can get a few people involved in that. Looks like we can give a big shout out to Audrey Evans. It's her birthday. Happy birthday, Audrey. We've got a lot of, tell you what, we've had a lot of birthdays in the last few days, a lot of barbecuers. I know Tuffy Stone's birthday was a few days ago. Happy birthday to you, Tuffy. You know, I tell you what, I always try to tell everybody happy birthday. I mean, it's special. Just take a minute of time out of your time to wish them a happy birthday. It's, you know, guys, it's just what it is. I think it's important, special to them, special to get a happy birthday wish. And that's what it's all about. Just takes a few minutes, few seconds out of your busy schedule to wish somebody a happy birthday, makes them feel special for a few minutes. I know it, you know, it's just one of those things. We sure like to talk barbecue right here. Would love to talk a little bit with y'all tonight before I get off the air. It's always fun to talk a little Q. Everybody usually likes to let me slide for about the first hour and chime in on the second, which that's fine. You know, I can usually run my mouth real easy, real simply put. I can run my mouth for 2 hours solid. We can talk about Tennessee Barbecue Association. We can talk about the Henry County State Fair Barbecue Cook-Off. It will be a co-sanctioned TBA event. Also, we've got a new one coming up in September. I'm telling you, let's just go to it right now and talk about it for a minute. It is Twin Cities Banana Festival right there in Fulton, South Fulton, Tennessee. Kentucky, I guess, is how it's going to lay down. It's going to be a great show. It's also going to be a co-sanctioned TBA event, and we're looking forward to that. We've got a lot of events coming up. I tell you what, it's hard to let's see, it's hard to bring them all out. But well, like I say, we've got the Henry County Fair Barbecue Cook-Off coming up 8/1, 8/2. Got the Wilson County Fair coming up. Also got the annual Boss Hoss Burnout. The Banana Festival, which is the Twin Cities Festival. You know, we've got several events coming up. Bolivar event coming up. I mean, you know, we've got Soybean Festival, the Corn Festival. We've got a lot of different things coming up. It's going to be a lot of cooking going on, a lot of competition, and I can't wait to get involved. To really, being as active as ever this year and just hadn't been able to hit a lot of these competitions. I tell you what, I don't know. We're doing quite a few. We're doing several cookings. We're still spreading the word, making it all roll and go. But I tell you what, I just, you know, it's hard to go to every one of them. But we're going to keep rolling and going and letting that smoke roll and keep cooking. I tell you what, guys. I don't want to give out. I don't want to say too much, but I tell you what, I'm ready to talk a little chicken. You want to talk a little chicken? The number to call is 347-202-0263. Been working on my chicken, and I've got a pretty decent chicken now. We've got to where we've got a good shape on our thighs. We've got an awesome color. We've got a finishing sauce that just rocks the world on our chicken. And then we've got a dynamite rub that we're putting in it. I tell you what, we're finishing it off. It's got a good sweet bite. It's hot. It's got an awesome smoke ring in it. It's juicy. It's moist. It's bite-through skin. I don't know what else they're looking for. I really, really don't. I don't know. I mean, I can put out some pretty decent chicken. And in the last couple competitions, I don't know if it's been too much, you know, for these local venues to roll with. I'm really ready to go back and cook some more chicken. I'd like to cook some tonight, today, right now. But unfortunately, I am not in town. I'm out of town, and I just don't have all my goodies here to get with it. Number to call tonight, guys. I'm going to shut her down a lot sooner than usual simply because I am on vacation. I thought I would get up, get in here. I didn't do any promotions, any advertisings. I know I usually have a lot of guys calling me and lined up, and I just didn't do it today. I've been out at Golf World. I've been on the beach, just come off the beach, got to cook supper after the show. I'm telling you, I got a lot going on. But I wanted to give everybody a big shout-out. I want to give all my sponsors a shout-out because, you know, without my sponsors, without your sponsors, you know where you'd be, guys. So, again, I've got to thank Barbecue Superstars for giving me the opportunity to be on a little blog talk radio show such as this. We have talked to many barbecuers across the country. We listen to them. We talk to them. We interact with them. A lot of great people. You know, it's just an honor to be here with everybody, being this great, great bunch of people, cooking with all these great people. There's a lot of great people in barbecue. I mean, some big, bold personalities. And that's all right because I like to go big and bold myself. You know, if you can't go big, go home. You know, well, hell, I'm going to go big or go home. When I'm anywhere, I'm doing my thing, I'm doing what I want to do, and I'm having fun. And if anybody wants to be around me and have fun too, hey, I want them to. And that's just how we do. We're not trying to be nobody. We're not. We just try to be ourselves and have a good time. That's the key, guys. Regardless, I never thought I'd be doing a blog talk show, talking barbecue. I never thought I would barbecue and travel as much as I do. And I don't travel a lot, but I travel a heck of a lot more than I used to. I meet great people. I get to cook great food, eat great food from all these different cooks. It's an honor to be around all of you. That's the gospel right there. I never thought I would be in front of a camera. Had the fortune. I was fortunate enough to be on Barbecue Pitmasters. Had a great time. Cooked a great cook. And I just met some fantastic people. And I tell you what, that's what it's all about. And I'm going to continue on, and I'm going to continue doing and rolling and going and cooking and having a good time until I can't go no more. So, guys, this is Chris Chadwick. I want to say thank you from me to you, just being a part of me, part of the show, listening in, whether it's archive listening. I know we've got a lot of guys that listen in archives. Big shout-out to y'all, guys. I appreciate all of you. I appreciate all my sponsors, Frontier Charcoal, Country Boy Wood Pellets, Green Mountain Grills, Mad Cow Cutlery. I'm telling you, we've got a ton of great, great sponsors. All my sauces and rubs, Mean Green Chemical Cleaner, and Degreaser, Junior's Rub for Grub, Daigle's Barbecue Sauces, fantastic barbecue sauces, I'm telling you. Junior's Rub for Grub is fantastic rub. It's all these are different flavors. Talk Texan Barbecue, he's got some injections and some rubs that are fantastic also. You've got Sweet Smoke Q, different flavors, fantastic. They're all spot-on flavors, and you can take any of these combinations and go win with them. Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. I tell you, it just keeps going on and on and on. All these fantastic sauces, rubs, combinations, injections, they all work. They're all great. Now, I've got some callers in queue. I'm going to go and queue these guys in. Let's see what we've got right here. Caller 606, you're live with us. Who we got? Welcome to the show.
My name is Wendell out of Kentucky. I'm new to the barbecue circuit. I've been barbecuing in the backyard for some years now, but I was calling in to maybe see if I can get a little advice on the brisket. Our little meats, you know, chicken and ribs, we've been fairly decent. But the bigger meats, you know, the pork, and which was a surprise. We thought going in, pork butt would be something we'd be good at. But evidently we're lacking something there. And then brisket, we're just lost on it. I don't know what the judge is looking for on it or what.
Well, I tell you what, that is the key. Well, welcome to the show, first off. Really glad to have you here. And I tell you what, I'll give you my 2 cents on brisket because I enjoy cooking brisket. I love to eat it, but on brisket, what are you doing? Tell me what kind of game plan you got going on your brisket right now.
Well, we've been you know, trimming her up pretty much all the way with all the competition trim, you know, videos I've
right.
seen on the internet, pretty much cutting it all the way down. And then we've
right.
been, you know, injecting it with a beef broth with the au jus mixed in
uh-huh.
with it.
Right.
And then been letting it set. Then when we come back, we're hitting it with a just a basic beef rub, you know, a little salt and pepper, and I think it's got a little brown sugar in it. And then we hit it at Montreal steak seasoning.
Right.
That you hear about it using.
Right.
And then we'll top it off with a little bit of cane sugar. And that's pretty much it. And letting it roll like that. And I just don't know. It's not hitting very well for some reason.
It's not hitting. Well, well, it sounds like you got a good flavor base right there. The Montreal is always a huge hit wherever it goes. You know, your beef broth and your beef injection, that's always a plus. What are you cooking on? What are you cooking with?
I got a reverse flow cooker we use. It was custom built. And we're cooking at about 250. Is that maybe too warm for the brisket?
Well, you know, no, I wouldn't say that's too warm. That's not a bad temperature. Using oak, hickory.
Yeah,
what do you,
oak
what do you,
and hickory oak mix.
Well, you know, I mean, you've got a good bottom. You've got a good basic. You've got a good basic start right there. And what you're trying
okay.
to do is dial in. You're trying to dial in your finishing touches. Are you cooking a lot of KCBS? Is that what you're doing? Or
yeah. KCBS primarily.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things guys do in that KCBS format, the briskets, you know, and your presentation, you know, it has to be spot on, your burn-ins
mm-hmm.
on your point. Where are they really dinging you at? Where are they dinging you in flavor? Are they dinging you in appearance? Are they dinging you in tenderness? What
tenderness?
They,
it seems like tenderness is where it's dinging me some. Then my score's been, you know, KCBS are sometimes a little sporadic. You'll get one judge that loves you, and the next
right,
one.
Right, right.
You know, so a little tenderness, and then sometimes on taste, but that's why, you know, we're kind of lost on it. That's why we're trying to get some advice here.
Right. Well, tenderness... On your temps, like when do you wrap? Are you full panning, cooking in full pan and covering, or are you wrapping it, or what are you doing
yeah,
there?
Yeah, full pans, and then we'll wrap the pans. I usually let her hit to about around 170,
right.
165. We'll wrap it around there and run her up to about 195 before we pull her off.
Well, if you're One of my suggestions, and this is my personal opinion, if you're getting hammered a little bit on your tenderness, leave it in
right.
a little longer. You know, adjust your times, and cook it on up to about 200.
Okay.
205. I've got some Texas cooks that cook them up to 205, and they swear up and down by it. But you know, just go on and leave it in there just a little longer, and
yeah,
you might have to
good.
Hammer. You know, I mean, really, you might have to, that's going to fix your tenderness. And I'm going to tell you, I'll cook two at a competition, and I'll cook them the same way. And one will be tough, and one will be just about money. And
okay.
And you can't explain it. Sometimes it's just in the beef. And I use a grocery store brisket. I've never used an expensive, quote, expensive piece of meat when I'm cooking barbecue. And,
uh-huh.
you know, that's some of the art in cooking barbecue is taking that old tough piece of brisket and cooking it down, cooking it right, and making it money. And I tell you what, I cooked brisket against my last brisket cook. I cooked brisket against some guys, some tough KCBS, MBN cooks that cook brisket competition. And has won many awards, and I'm proud of this brisket call. I got a first place brisket call with these guys, and I've been working on my brisket too. I'll skin my brisket and I'll cook it. I'll cut her trimmer all the way down. And
all right,
I'm always sure to cut against that grain. I don't cut flat, and I cut it at an angle against that grain, and I pre-trim it. where it's going to fit my box perfectly when I cut it. When I take my flat, it's going to fit my box perfectly. And right before I'm finished with it, I'll pull that brisket and put it over some high heat out of the jus just to dry it out a little bit, you know, because I don't want to boil it in the juice. I want it to still be brisket. And I've had pretty good success with that. So that might help you right there. And I tell you, on the brisket, now this is my personal opinion again, is and I kind of leave the sugar out. I go more salt and savory than I do sugar and sweet on my brisket. Because
yeah,
I like
maybe
brisket
I'll
to
try
taste,
that then.
I like it to taste like steak. And
yeah, me too. But you know, everybody this day has got you telling you, oh, you gotta go sweet, gotta go sweet.
I know it. And you know what? I've just got to the point where I like to cook it. I love to cook, and I love to compete. Mm-hmm. And we all love to hear our name called. But I've just made my mind up. I'm going to cook it the way I like to eat it, and that's how I'm going to turn it in. If I hit, I hit, and I don't. And, you know, it's got to be fun, and you've got to get some basis to where you want to start, where you want to finish, you know, your product. But I like mine more salty and less sweet, my brisket. I want it to taste like beef. And I want it to be rich. And I'm going to tell you one other thing that I do, that when I trim that fat off, I reduce it down. I put it in a pan on a pit, and I cook it down, all right? And I season it, and I salt the absolute crap out of it. And then I pour that grease back in my au jus.
That's something I'll definitely have to try that.
Well, just think about it. You know, the flavor's in the fat. And
I love fat. That's true.
And I love fat, and that's where the moisture comes from, the grease comes from. It's not going to come from a lean piece of meat. And, you know, everybody wants marbling in the meat. Marbling, what's marbling? It's fat.
Uh-huh.
In between all those fibers of meat is fat. And that's what makes it more tender. That's what makes that brisket fall apart. Well, I like that fat in there, and I'm going to put it back in there if I can. And that's what I do. I reduce mine. And, you know, saltiness, everybody loves salt, and I salt mine pretty liberal.
All right. What kind of salt do you use? You using like just a regular table salt, or kosher salt, or
no,
sea salt?
No, I use a kosher salt.
Okay.
I use a kosher salt when I'm working on a coarse kosher salt when I'm working on my brisket.
All right.
And I like a good coarse pepper.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Montreal steak seasoning is coarse?
Yeah.
You know, it's got coarse salt and it's got coarse pepper in it. And Aaron Franklin, he is a big Texas cook. He's world-renowned for his brisket. And he uses a 50-50 mix of salt and pepper, period, when he's cooking his briskets. Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, that's what he uses. But, I mean, brisket, I would cook it a little longer. That's going to give you your tenderness. That's going to stop your tenderness problem. Cook it a little longer. Allow for your time. It don't hurt to pull it out and let it rest and let it cool down and suck some of that moisture back up in it. But cook it a little longer. And,
all right.
200, 205, you know, it's not going to fall apart at that kind of temperature.
All right. Well, I appreciate the advice. You have a good one.
Man, you have a good one, too. Always. Hey, call in anytime. You're always welcome right here, and I love to talk barbecue, and I love to talk cooking. And
all right.
And that's what this show's about. So just remember, next Wednesday night, call in and shoot the breeze with me, and we'll talk some more cooking.
I sure will. Thank you, sir.
All right, brother. Have a good night. Thank you. All right, guys. I'm proud to have him call in. Glad he called in. And we've got some other callers in queue. Let me get this caller queued in, 270-564. Who have we got here?
Shane Draper, Draper's Barbecue. How's it going, Chris?
Shane Draper. Welcome, Shane Draper, my brother. How are you doing this evening?
I'm fantastic, dude. Fantastic. Just getting back out there, getting some things done.
It's killer. I'm telling you. I know. It's been It's been it's nonstop. That's a never ending quest when you're in the barbecue world, plus work in real life. That's a combination that never stops.
I agree.
You know, I tell you, I'm proud to have you call. You called earlier today. I'm on vacation, and I just had to get the show fired up for a little while and talk a little queue, and just got home. I mean, like 10 minutes before showtime. Didn't do any advertising this evening or today, but it's going real well. Proud to have you. You know, I've been talking a little bit about Twin Cities Banana Festival.
Perfect. Yeah,
I know you're really instrumental in that. And we're excited about that. And so what's going on in your barbecue world?
That's a lot of it, man. We're, like I said, getting the city of South Fulton, they're in Tennessee, getting their first ever barbecue competition off the ground. We're going to do a four-meat cook as the first one because they really want to attract, some of that KCBS crowd to the table. And they're paying out well. That's the big thing, man. For a first-year competition, they've got over $5,000 to pay out, and that's just right now. They're bringing more sponsors on each day. And as they bring the sponsors on, they're not keeping any of the money, man. They're putting it in the pot and giving it away. So we just want to get the word out and get people signed up and fill the – we're going to limit it to 20 spots since it's their first year. And we want to fill all 20 spots. We want people begging for the 23rd, 24th, and 25th spot and try to make one if we have to.
Right, right.
But we want to get good cooks out there, get some talent out there, put a good field of cooks together, and try to give some money away.
I'm telling you, I mean, it sounds like it's going to be easy to do. I mean, it's over 5,000 payouts, limited to 20 spots, 20 cooks. Making them beg if they can get them space to come in. I'm telling you, I just have no doubt it's going to be a good cook. I know. I am personally planning on cooking this cook. I will be cooking this cook. So I will
I'd
be
love
one
to
of
be
those
cooking
20.
It because the odds are so good. But we're going to set it out and help run the competition because I feel so strongly in making sure everything's on the up and up and all the cooks have the fairest, most even playing field that I can provide them, and that's one of the reasons the mayor of South Fulton kind of pulled me in on it, was to help do that. So
right,
we're doing our best to put on a good, fair, you know, cook for everyone that shows up.
Well, I know it's going to be a real successful event. The fairness, I know what you're talking about. We have tried. We emphasize that because I tell you what, there's nothing any better than going to a fair cook and just having a good time cooking your cook. If you hit it, you hit it. If you don't, you don't. You respect the calls. It's just like ball, you know, ball, softball, baseball.
Right.
You know, once it's called, it's called. You respect the calls and you go from there and you learn and then you adjust. And
that's right.
I can't wait for that. I'm excited. I know the Tennessee Barbecue Association, we're advertising it. We're promoting it on our website. Also on our Facebook group page, that's Tennessee Barbecue Association. We will also be co-sanctioning, what we say, a co-sanctioned event. We'll also have a TBA recognition of the top five TBA members and a payout there also. So, you
right.
know, that 5,000 plus, possibly another $1,500, $2,000 payout right there also for a TBA
right.
member to be involved. So, I
well,
mean, it's going to go.
You know this well, Chris, having gone down to, like, Tupelo, you know, cooking some of the contests down there. You can't find an event that has this few teams paying out this much money and only requiring, you know, just over $100 entry fee. Pretty rare.
That's right. No, it is rare. It's very special to have an event like this, and there's no reason in the world you can't have 20 teams right there knocking on your door and others wanting to come in because of that kind of money and that kind of payout. It's just going to be great, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited for you. I know you're very professional and straight and a straight shooter, and I know it's going to be well run, with you behind it and helping organize it and making it what it is. I know that that's just not even questionable to me.
Well, I appreciate that. Like I said, and I'm glad they reached out early to get some folks involved like that. So that was the one thing. Another thing, it feels like I'm giving everything away lately. Starting this Friday, on our Facebook page, we're going to run a contest where we're giving away a pit barrel cooker, a ThermalWorks chef alarm, about $100 worth of beef jerky from Pabst Beef Jerky, about $100 worth of supplies from us. But basically, we're just doing a drive to get people, you know, over to our Facebook page and liking that page. We have about 2,500 Twitter followers, and we need to convert those into Facebook likes. So we're going to do a big drive for some likes and give away about another $600 worth of stuff, man. We're just going to put it out
for everybody. That's crazy. I mean, I'm telling you, you're doing it right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that at all. And that will be, the Facebook page is Twin Cities. Tell me what that is exactly.
Well, this would just be for the Draper's page. We're kind of a fork
okay.
in the road between the two. But
that's
this would just
all right.
be for the Draper's page.
Okay. And that's Draper's.com, that's DrapersBBQ.com? Or is
well,
the
yeah,
Facebook/
DrapersBBQ. Starting this Friday, I'll post everything on Facebook. We'll start taking the entries, and all it takes is a like to get you entered. We're going to give away this whole kit at the Kentucky State Barbecue Festival live on the stage down there in front of, you know, let's see, when we do the barbecue festival, we're cooking with Carrie Bringle out of Peg Leg Porkers,
Mo Faison
from Ponderosa. You know, it's a big deal out there for the Kentucky State Barbecue Festival. And we're just trying to get everybody, you know, more recognition. We recognize that rising tide floats all boats. And if we're going to give something away, you know, one of the emails I get, just like you, Chris, every week is, I'm a new pit master or I want to be a pit master. How do I start? What do I start with? What do I need to buy? And that's one of the reasons we put together this kit. I wanted to give away
right.
basically a starter. Anybody could win and basically go out there and competition cook if they want to, right off the bat.
Right. Man, it sounds just like an awesome thing you're doing. That's going to be exciting. We just got to spread the word. And I tell you, as much as we're on Facebook or on the computer, seems like anymore, we just need to keep posting it and sharing it on everybody's wall and just continuing to do that. I mean, that's all I know to do. I mean, because this social media, this Facebook, is just a media, magnificent media tool right here to spread the word of all of our barbecue passions, our desires, our intentions. You know, it just gets it out there. And, you know, you can go to some of these guys' pages and you can tell what it's about and you know what they're about and you can just feel the goodness out of their page. And that's what I like to try to represent and just get out there, just the goodness. And yeah, I love to talk barbecue, and I love to help people cook barbecue. I mean, I give them my opinion. I mean, I can't tell them the perfect way, but I can tell them how I do it. And
and
that's what it's all about. You know, we sharing info, and we sharing the love and the passion that we have with other people, and hope they share it and keep it going. So, I mean, that's awesome, Shane. I mean, it's just awesome. I can't wait to get down there, see you. Every time we get together and hook up, we just have a good time. We have a great conversation. It's just like friends that haven't seen each other in forever. And that's the way barbecue is.
I agree. That's why, you know, people talk about going to the contest, trying to win some money, but the reality is if you weren't getting to see your buddies and getting to hang out and have a beer with them, slap them on the back a little bit, There wouldn't be a barbecue society. There wouldn't be this following of this fellowship of people coming out, driving those hours, you know, cooking those hours, you know, putting all that money into it if there wasn't one thing, and it's the people. And that's what makes the difference.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's what we got to do. We just got to keep sharing it. And
thank you.
John, y'all still with me? Let me hold on. Let's see if we can get this going back. We just lost Shane. We just lost Jason. Guys, y'all call back in. Come on back in. Your calls got dropped. We do have another caller in queue. Caller 765-570. Welcome to the show. Who we got?
Hey, Chris, this is Nick.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. I'm doing a Boston butt for Friday, and I leave out for basic Monday, and I'm need some tips on how to make my Boston butt really pop.
Well, Jason, I tell you what. Nick, we can get you spot on. What you got a Boston butt? What have you got? What size is it?
About a 10-pound or between 10 and 11 pounds.
10, 11 pound. All right. Well, I tell you what. What have you done? When are you going to cook it? When are you going to cook it? Tell me what you got planned.
My grandmother's having a going away grill out for me Friday about 7 o'clock, and I plan on putting it on between 11:30 and 12. Or maybe 12:30, and start prepping it around 6 or 5 tomorrow night.
Okay.
So everything, like the flavor soaks in.
All right. What you need to do is you need to go in and rub it down. You need to trim it up a little bit. Trim a little of that fat off. And rub it down. Have you got a good rub to put on it?
Yeah, I got some Smokehouse rub I can put on, and my Uncle Tony made some too.
Okay, all right. Well, go on and put your little mustard film on it and rub it all down, Nick. And put it in a big bag or put it in a container and just let it sit. And let that rub melt and the salt penetrate the meat. All right.
All righty.
And then, on that Boston butt, you just got a 10-pound butt. What you're going to do is you're going to rub it down. Are you still there? I'm having a little trouble here. Okay. Rub it down and let it sit. Cover it, let it sit for a few hours, and let it come up to room temperature. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
After you get it room temperature, I want you to go in and put it on the pit, off the heat, off the coals. Have your coals on one side, have your butt on the other. You use an indirect method. Don't cook it directly over the coals, all right?
All righty.
All right, you're going to smoke it. Now what I want you to do is smoke it 5 hours, and during this smoking process, I like to put a little butter on it. I like to use a little spray margarine, and I like to use a little apple cider vinegar or apple cider juice mixed, and just wet it a little bit. The wetter you keep the meat, the more smoke will penetrate it. All right, and then go over it. After you do that, go over it with a little more rub. Put your rub back on the top of it, and cook it fat cap down.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cook it fat cap down. All right, as you rub it, after you smoked it about 5 hours, wrap it up. Wrap it real tight in aluminum foil. And before you seal it completely up, rub it one more time and put your little apple juice in the bottom of it, just a little bit, not much. Wrap it up tight, put it on the pit, and finish it out and let it come to about 195 to 200. About 200 degrees, because you're going to be eating barbecues. What you want? It's 200 degrees,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be ready to roll. You'll have it perfect, and that will be a successful butt cook for you. Promise.
Alrighty.
All right.
I knew I want to do something really good for it, because my mom's having a few people over for burgers and hot dogs. But I wanted something just for the family. Because none of the family has had my Boston butt before besides my mom. And everybody's been dying to try it. And I told everybody I was going to cook one a few days before I left for basic. And we all going to spend some family time together and everything. They won't be able to see me till December, late December probably.
Right.
And I'm wanting to leave on a good memory and fill everybody's stomachs up.
I have no doubt in my mind, Nick, that it'll be perfect. And it'll be spot on, and it's going to pop, and you're going to really impress them with it.
All righty. Thank you, Chris.
Nick, have a great time, and I wish you the very best going off the basic training, all right? You're going to do fine, and you're just going to ace it, and that's something that I'm proud of you for, and it's just going to be good for you.
Yeah, it was a good opportunity, a good career choice. I chose early sophomore year and knew I wanted to continue a family tradition of having one of the grandkids or somebody in the family that's young in the military, and I'm going to make a career out of it and make my mama proud and the family proud of me and everything else.
Well, they already proud of you. I'm proud of you, a fine young man, and everything will be great. Everything will go well for you, I have no doubt. So if you need me any other time, just give me a call and let me know, okay?
All righty. Have a great day.
Yeah. All right, Nick. You have a good one, too. If you need to call me back, you got my cell. Just call me.
All righty. I surely will.
All right. All right. See you later. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Proud to have Nick on board. All right, we've got another caller in queue, 217. Jason, is that you?
That is me, sir. How you doing?
Man, I'm great. How are you doing this evening? I'm sorry if I cut you off. I mean, I'm on a thread here, internet, and I'm on vacation, and I'm just trying to keep this board up and running, and proud to have you with me.
No problem, sir. I saw your post, figured I'd try and get in and talk to you for a little bit, if you didn't mind.
No, I don't mind at all. That's what this show is about. I tell you, I just don't know how to get it out there any more than that, is to call in and be a part and tell us what you've got going on in your barbecue world right now. I know you've got some exciting stuff, and you need to spread the word. So tell us what you've got going on.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. We've got something that I'm really excited about. I can't stop thinking about it. Actually, and before it even gets off the ground, I'm already thinking about how to expand it. What we're trying to do now is put out surveys for all the competition teams. I sat back and I've been thinking for the last couple of years since we've been competing that, you know, with all the technology out there, with all the media attention, with all the social media, Facebook, internet, and everything, that there isn't a way for teams to be able to go out there and research out competitions and see which ones, how they're ranking up against each other. And not necessarily in a bad way, but in a way that benefits the teams too, that, you know what, there's teams that may not be looking for money, there's teams that may not be looking for low entry fees. They want different areas of competition that makes them excited, or it makes them have a good time. And we're providing surveys now for all these teams. When they're done, they fill out a survey off of our website, and we're going to start ranking all the competitions. And these are going to be ranked on a scale of 1 to 5 is what we're using. We have different areas. We put out a survey, about a half a week, or about a week ago, actually. And we got over 300 responses from different teams. And we asked them, we said, you know, rank the areas. What's important to you guys? Is it the entry fees? Is it bathrooms? Is it cook's dinner, cook's breakfast, or payouts? I mean, I think we ended up having 25 different areas.
Right.
So we got all these, we got over 300 responses, which totally blew me away. I thought, you know, for how well known that I am, I mean, I'm not this big team. I'm not a big guy that has, like, really fluid throughout the competition world. I was like, you know what, maybe we'll get, like, you might get 70 responses. And like I said, we got over 300, so I know there's interest out there. So we got all these back. We made it up a weighted system. So, you know, these teams, if they could come out and if they would fill out these surveys afterwards, after they're done with the competitions, we can start getting all these competitions rated, have a good ranking system, and hopefully, to the best of my ability, a true and accurate rating system. I mean, you know, everybody talks about nothing against, obviously, the American Royal. Everybody talks about how glamorous it is.
Right.
But, you know, But if there's another competition out there that ranks really high too, it may be a small-time competition that's trying to get off their feet, that's trying to get all these teams to them, and nobody hears about it because you only hear one team. You have one team that may have had a bad experience and said, you know what, I didn't like the scheduling. I didn't like the they were late on awards. They didn't have close water or something of that nature. But everything else was great, and it may have only been that one team that had a bad experience. Now, how fair is it to that competition that they're getting slammed
right
by one team and nobody else is going to go to them because they hear this bad thing?
Right.
So
I understand completely.
So right now we're starting off. We're doing the KCBS. That's what we're familiar with. That's what we know. We'd love to be able to spread it out amongst other sanctioning bodies. And I tell everybody, I've been trying to put it out there, you know, bear with us through the speed bumps. This upcoming weekend is going to be our first weekend of getting surveys out. So we'll do everything we can to make sure it runs smooth, and hopefully there's no glitches with the survey. I think I've gone through it like, 20 times now. It just seems like I find something every fifth time I go through it. But we do want to get it out to the other sanctioning bodies, MBN, IPCS, all these other sanctioning bodies that I know that's throughout the United States. I want everybody to be included. But I also don't want to get overwhelmed and do something bad and make it a bad experience so that the information isn't accurate and the information isn't usable. So that's what we're shooting for right now.
Well, I noticed you're more than welcome to share that on my page, on my show page, and on my personal page, because I have a lot of cooks and a lot of people that follow my page. And also you can post it. When you get ready to do the other sanctioning bodies, you can start with the Tennessee Barbecue Association. You know, I mean, a questionnaire survey of a competition is a good idea.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid what's going to happen is you're going to wake up a giant, and that's going to keep you busy all the time once the word gets out.
It's one of the things I fear and I look forward to also. And that's what I was saying.
Right.
My mind's already racing 300 steps ahead of where I'm even at right now. I mean,
I understand. I do. I understand completely.
I want it to be great for everybody. I want everybody to be able to use it. I want the competitions to be able to look at it and say, hey, why are we scoring so low? Why are we only getting a 3.3 when this other competition is getting a 4.5? Well, here's why. And then offer it out to them, say, you know what? The teams are saying that your water isn't close enough. That's knocking you. Your payouts are too low. That's knocking you. If you would move this stuff up, you'd get higher rankings and be more apt to hopefully come to your guys' events also. And that's the thing. I don't want any event to not benefit from it. I'm not doing it to make anything work for anybody else. But I want competitions and organizers and teams to be able to go, okay, now there's an even playing field as far as competitions go. We know where we want to go. We know what's going to be a good experience for any team.
Well, bottom line, what you've done, you just created a tool to help the cook, the event, and the overall performance of the whole system. So, I mean, this is a tool that would be valuable for the cook, and it's going to be valuable for the event itself. And, I mean,
that's what we're hoping for.
You know, well, it's
even
a win-win. We try to help people.
And that's what we want to do. I mean, I think that's the great thing about barbecue. You know, yeah, everybody's competitive. Everybody has their little secrets and their little things that they're going to keep to themselves. But in the big picture, I don't think there's anybody out there that doesn't want to help somebody else out, that if they truly see something struggling or not performing based off of a simple thing, based off a simple error, they're going to step up and they're going to say, hey, guys, you know what? Maybe you ought to do something differently, you know what? So, and that's kind of how we feel, too, that, you know what? I want to make sure that, I mean, barbecue competition, I mean, it's running wild. I mean, it's starting to take off. It's really catching a lot of steam with all the TV shows and everything. And I want to make sure it's the best experience for everybody included, not just a few select teams, not just for a few select events, but I want everybody to be able to benefit from it the best that they can.
Right, right. Well, I think it's going to happen. I have no doubt about it that it's going to benefit and it's going to progress into something that, like I say, it's going to be hard to keep up with. It's going to be a full time job on top of the everything else you do full time. I know. I have several full time jobs with this barbecue on top of my full time daddy daycare and full time worker and full time yard maintenance man and supper cooker and so I know exactly what you're talking about. But it's just
not how my wife
helped
me. It could possibly be.
I'm telling you, my mind runs constantly barbecue. And you know, I think it's a good thing. It keeps my mind off all the bad stuff. You know, I keep my mind on all
yes,
the good
sir.
Stuff.
So
that's a huge plus right there.
Well, that's what we're hoping for. I mean, I really do. I mean, right now, I mean, we're not incurring any fees. We're not asking anybody to pay anything. There's no subscription fees right now or anything like that. It's just strictly
free
information. As long as you provide me with the surveys, I'll provide out the information. I mean, obviously, if it takes off and it's become something that's totally consuming my time, we may have to rethink strategies later on down the road. But right now, I mean, it's strictly a hobby. It's strictly something that I want to do to make sure, like I said, make sure all the teams are able to get something out of it.
Well, you know what? That's great to be that way. But you're right. Once it's time-consuming, I mean, every day it turns into a huge amount of work, then, yes, you should be compensated for it. I wish you the very best, and I hope you can turn it into a full-time job. I mean, we love to do this stuff, and why not be compensated for it? I mean, I'm not saying none of us are going to get rich. I mean, I've forgotten about trying to get rich. But, you know, if we work hard at it, I mean, people get paid to work at their jobs. And if we're doing this as a job, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I wish you the very best with it, and I'll always try to support you as much as I possibly can, and spread the word. You know, just call in and give us updates every Wednesday night. Now, here's a new thing. I've already just come up with this light bulb that just went off. You know, like the old cards. It's just ding. You're going to have to call in. That's right. You're going to have to call in and give us an update on this every Wednesday night.
I promise you, Chris. My work schedule, I have two full-time jobs already, so that's on top of the two full-time jobs. My wife is probably not going to be the most enthusiastic about me consuming more time. But I promise you, as long as I'm not working, I will do my best to give everybody updates.
All right.
I will make that deal that I will do my best to at least do that as much as I can.
Well, I appreciate that. And you know, you are welcome to do that every Wednesday or any Wednesday you want to. So, I mean, that's out there to you, and that's sincere. So I'm a supporter, and I'll do all I can. You know, that's what it's all about. We all try to help each other. If we all help each other, it's all going to make it better. I mean, that's just
absolutely.
Bottom line. That's just how it works. And,
absolutely.
I'm for the greater good, believe me. So it's a phenomenal idea. I know it's going to be successful. I know you did share it on my page. I'm going to have to get in there and get my little big butt up and do some typing, and I will. And, you know,
if,
just
if you don't
continue
mind, Chris,
to share it. I'm sorry?
If you don't mind, if I can just give a quick plug for our website that we're using for the surveys right now. Is that
sure,
right?
Sure, do it. Yeah.
If everybody would, just after you're done with the competition, like I said, I'm doing my best to keep updating on at least KCBS. We'll go through other sanctioning bodies when we can. But go to www.82sbbq.com and just follow the links there to the surveys, and it'll take you right there.
All right. www.82s.com. That's
82sbbq.com.
.com. And
yep,
spell
sir.
That out. 82S. Are you spelling
BBQ.
It as a word? Okay.
No.
Okay.
The number is 82SBBQ.com.
Okay. That's what we need to know. That's what it is. www.82SBBQ.com. 82S.
Yes, sir.
82S. Okay. All right, that's what I want to make sure of. That sounds great. You know, I tell you what, we just keep plugging that email, I mean, that .com, and just trying to keep it going. You know, that's all we can do, just repetition where everybody can see it. And the more repetition, the more people see it, the easier it is for them to do it. And I've kind of found that out over the years. But I'm excited for you. I'm excited for this, and I hope we can get a few of our competitions in there involved too, you know, because I tell you what, it doesn't matter. Now, here is something I have noticed. We did take a survey of one of our competitions one time, and it doesn't matter how hard an event organizer works to make one go just as smooth as it possibly can. You're going to have opinionated comments from completely different aspects and views. And, I mean, you've got to take them all, the good and the bad, and focus on what you can change and what you can't change. And that's exactly sure. what you're doing here. And it's going to be good, and it's going to be a lot of work. But it'll be a real good thing to do.
Thank you very much, Chris. I really look forward to it, and yeah, hopefully it becomes a huge success and everybody can benefit from it in some form or fashion.
Well, I think it can. I think it'll be great. And like I say, that's www.82sbbq.com, and that's where we can follow and get the survey right there off of your website, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Every week.
All right.
The plan right now is to keep them going for a week, keep the surveys up for a week, and then by Monday morning, hopefully my plan is to have the new surveys up for the past weekend's events.
Right. Well, that's a huge undertaking, and I wish you the very best. I know it's gonna be great. It's just gonna be a lot of work. But
yes, sir.
That's what we do. That's what we do when we barbecue. We love this stuff, and we bust our butts constantly trying to make it better. And
yep.
That's just,
well,
I don't know. That's
easy,
just,
right?
Yeah, that's it. That's, I'm telling you. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. I'm going to go out when I get off the show and finish this up. I'm going to go out, and the grill is lit, and I'm going to be cooking on the grill on the beach.
No kidding.
And we're going to... Yeah.
Well, no one
gotta
likes
let the smoke roll. You gotta let the smoke roll regardless wherever we at.
Well, I definitely envy you for that then.
Well, if they don't know me when I get there, they damn sure are gonna know me before I leave.
There you go, sir. There you go.
Mercy. Well, I wish you the very best. I'm a supporter, and I'll continue putting it out there for you. So whatever we need to do, wherever we need to go next with it, we will. That sounds great.
All right, Chris.
So
thank you very much.
Are you
giving me to talk about it. And I'm going to have to get back in here to my wife.
I understand. I know.
Thank you so much, sir, and thank you for all the support you've given me and any
you got
support,
it.
Man.
You got it, my friend. Call back anytime and wish you the very best with it. We'll keep supporting it.
Will do, Chris. Have yourself a good night.
All right. Have a good night. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. That is a really cool thing that Jason's doing right there. That is www.82sbbq.com. Go and get info right there, and he is trying. What he's going to do is take surveys of the competitions. He wants honest surveys of each competition. He's going to have them where you can go back, read the comments, the scores of the competition, and how they scored, and hopefully the event organizers can look at that also and improve each cook. So it's what it is a valuable tool right there for everyone to oversee all these cooks, get a rating of the cook, how the cook went off, how what needs to be changed about the cook, and read opinions of the cook. So that's really a great idea that he's got going on right there. It's going to take a lot of work, and, you know, everything we do at barbecue is a lot of work. I mean, it's just not easy. Well, I tell you, I've had several people call in this last few minutes, and I sure appreciate that. We've had Shane Draper on talking about the Twin Cities Banana Festival right there in South Fulton. It's right on the line, Tennessee-Kentucky line, Fulton, South Fulton. It's going to be a big event, limited to 20 teams. The payout's going to be crazy. So, you know, it's just going to be a good cook right there. Can't wait to be a part of that. Also, we've got the Henry County Cook, the 1st of August coming up. We've got a lot of other things going on. We had some other callers call in. But go to Draper's Barbecue on Facebook. Draper's BBQ on Facebook. Check it out. See what Shane's talking about. Also, go to www.82sbbq.com and check this new survey, the new competition survey out. Jason's got it going on right there. I tell you, that's going to be a lot of work, but it's going to be a valuable tool for you and the event organizer. Can't wait for that to come down and play out. I tell you what, it's been a good show. I really appreciate it. Had some people calling in wanting to talk a little bit about cooking. I love to cook. I love to talk about cooking. And if you want to call in and ask me something, I'll be glad to talk to you and tell you about it. I'll give you my opinion anyhow. So call in 347-202-0263. Give me a big shout. And before I finish up the show tonight, I'd love to talk to a few more. If you've got any other questions, comments, I'm here for you. 347-202-0263. Give big Blake Moody a big shout out. I see him listening in on the show tonight. Taurus Cube Lake, I'm right here in Seaside, Florida, in between Panama and Destin, and we're right on the beach, going to go out and cook something up in a few minutes, just having a big time. Already got a little red, so I'm going to try to go a little easy on the sun tomorrow. Having a big time right here in the great state of Florida. I wish y'all were all here with me. We would all be 12 south on the beach. I tell you, my redneck, white, big fat belly and shorts on the beach, that's a sight to see. Well, I tell you what, I love all of you. I'm going to cut the show short tonight. About 20 minutes left, but I'm going to finish it out and thank everybody for calling in, listening in. I sure appreciate it. You know, that's when I really enjoy the show, is when I get some interaction, some people calling in, talking about their events, talking about what's going on, because it's exciting. I love to hear it. I love to spread the word. I love to help. And that's what this show's all about. I just love to be a part. And I wish all of you a very safe week. Have a great weekend wherever you're going, wherever you're cooking. Have a safe trip there and back. And look forward to talking to you again soon. Always remember, call in right here to this show. This show is all about you and the Q. The number to call is 347-202-0263. That is the same barbecue number to call every night of the week. But most importantly, you call Wednesday nights and talk to me, because I love to talk to you. Appreciate each and every one of you. I want to give a big shout-out to all my sponsors one more time, BarbecueSuperstars.com, FrontierCharcoal.com, Country Boy Wood Pellets. Look them up on Facebook, GreenMountainGrills.com, MadCowCutlery.com, MaverickHousewares.com, Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, DagelsBarbecueSauce.com. Check out Daigle's Barbecue Sauce. I'm telling you, you're going to love those Cajun flavors. Junior's Rub for Grub. I'm telling you guys, I've got some fantastic sponsors, and I really appreciate each and every one of them. MadCowCutlery.com, GrillGrates.com, MeatRake.com. They just some fantastic sponsors. got to give a big shout-out to Best One Tire right there in Jackson, Tennessee. If you invite them to your next blowout, I'm telling you, they'll take care of you on a set of tires. I'm here in Florida, and somebody called me talking about tires today. Best One Tire right there in Jackson, Tennessee. They will hook you up. Tall Texan Barbecue.com. SweetSmokeQ.com. I'm telling you, all these places, you look them up on Facebook, look them up on the web. They've got some fantastic products, and it's just going to keep getting better and better and better. They've got some awesome stuff, and it's hard not to say good things about them because they're all quality products. And I just want to thank each and every one of my sponsors. Thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for calling. This is Chris Chadwick. We have been letting smoke roll tonight, but it's time to go hog wild on the beach. So I appreciate all of you. And God bless you, and have a good evening. And we will talk to you again next Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here, BarbecueSuperstars.com. Peace out. I love you.
Born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long, me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said, you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Remember, everybody, every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com, BlogTalkRadio.com. It's the Chris Chadwick Show. We're letting the smoke roll every Wednesday night. The invite is open. Call in. Be our guest on the show. We will put you center stage, center spotlight, and talk about you and your products. Have a great night, and God bless you.